Fortunately, we are getting word this morning of one person reported missing. So rescue crews still looking for him this morning. But I want to step out of the way so you can get really a sense of the power of this water, the ability to just lift these cars, drop them here to move buildings. The river here rose 17 feet in 2 hours, taking with it much of what was in its path. Dramatic flooding submerging parts of Ellicott City in Maryland overnight. Stone cottage collapsing in fast-moving waters, forcing a man out into the current as the building falls away. The water prompting sudden rescues and shutting down roads. Cars swept down the street.
Nobody come to Ellicott City right now.
Creating a dangerous situation as more than 6 inches of rain come down in 2 hours.
Severe flooding all across the region.
We're down in the valley. When the downpours come like that, this is the bottom of the bowl.
Rising waters reaching to the top of a stop sign.
Saw a Jeep float by. We saw water coming in under the doors.
It's terrible.
Heavy rolling waters washing away everything in its path down Main Street. This was the scene at Tea on the Tiber in Ellicott City. Patrons trapped inside.
It's on the first floor and heading towards the second floor. So we're on the third floor, but there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do until somebody comes and gets us.
Heavy flooding on I-95 North creating dangerous driving conditions. The flooding also causing this road to collapse. Just 2 years ago, Ellicott City suffered catastrophic flooding as the area got pummeled with a similar amount of rain. People were desperately clinging to their cars when flash floodwaters then went through the center of town, catching many by surprise. Only now to see it all happen again.
I can just tell you my heart is broken. Thinking about what the people had gone through here.
It's really, truly devastating. I would say it's as bad or worse than the storm 2 years ago.
Kristen, that scene all too familiar to folks who were there 2 years ago. They've been through this before. I know you've been out talking to folks this morning. Are they prepared to rebuild? What's the mood like there this morning?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, when this happened 2 years ago, they called it a 1,000-year flood, and here we are 2 years later, and it happened again. Many people still haven't even been able to get in to see what the damage is, but they are already saying that it's just too much for them. They don't have the funds to rebuild. Many had just finished rebuilding from the last time, and ironically, they had just announced plans for a high-tech flood warning system, but that comes much too late for a lot of people here, Craig.
All right, Kristen Dahlgren, of course, our thoughts are with the folks there in Ellicott City this morning. Kristen, thank you.